The stone disc he found wasn't stone at all. It was clay, a copy of some relic or other which Matt could feel squashing slightly in his grip as he picked it up. He had thought it was a plain circle about 10 centimetres in diameter. As it caught the light, though, he could see that there were markings on it. The symbols looked a bit like Egyptian hieroglyphs, tiny pictures of a man's head in profile, a flower, a jug or vase. There were what might be tools of some sort, perhaps a shield, and more abstract shapes that were little more than lines and squiggles. One looked like the more than math sign, while another was a small triangle filled with dots. The symbols were arranged between thin lines, spiralling inwards. On one side, they covered the surface, while on the other, the symbols framed the main picture in the middle of the disc. The central picture was a strange, irregular shape, or rather, two shapes, one about three times as big as the other. Matt turned the disc slowly as he looked at them, hoping to make out what they represented. But they were just shapes, he decided, like a child had drawn round something rather badly. Maybe it was a picture of something that had been broken apart in the middle. The computer loaded the welcome screen, and Matt put down the clay disc at the side of the desk and clicked on the little picture of an archaeologist's trowel that represented Dad's user ID. It prompted him for a password, but Matt knew what it was from when he'd borrowed the computer before to do his homework. Parchment. Dad had talked about setting up Matt an ID of his own, but he hadn't done it yet. While the computer loaded the desktop and connected to all the things it had to connect to, Matt picked up the book that had been lying with the disc across the laptop. It was called Maps of the Ancient Sea Kings and was written by someone called Charles Hapgood. Just the sort of book that Dad would be reading. Just the sort of book that Matt found really boring. He flicked through it, the dense-looking text, diagrams and old maps confirming his opinion. As he did so, a sheet of paper fell out. Matt picked it up, feeling a bit guilty at having lost Dad's place in the book. It was a printout from a travel agent company, some sort of itinerary. He glanced at it and saw that it must be a trip Dad was planning, flying to Copenhagen, then by train and boat to somewhere called Valderholm, digging up boring bits of pottery, most likely. Matt was about to push the paper back between the pages of the book when he saw that the other side had writing on it, notes scrawled by Dad, probably as he read through,